You're listening to The Last Word, Conversations with Writers. I'm Carly Neufeld. Today, in the studio, it's so lovely to say in the studio, with me is Mercedes Kirkel. And Mercedes is here with her latest book, Dialogues with Yeshua and Mary Magdalene. So welcome, Mercedes.
Thank you so much. It's wonderful to be here.
Oh, it's just a pleasure to have you sitting right across from me. But when we say, when you say on your book, the dialogues with Yeshua and Mary Magdalene, Yeshua is Jesus, the Christ, Mary Magdalene, who we've all been hearing about. Everyone who's ever read the Bible, and Mary Magdalene, in some circles, has been sidelined, but in others has been brought to the front. I think, you know, people like Dan Brown and even Leonardo da Vinci in the way back when helped to bring Mary Magdalene into consciousness.
Right.
But what do you mean by dialogues?
Okay. The first thing I always like to clarify is that many people confuse Mary Magdalene with Mother Mary, and they are two different people. Mary Magdalene was one of the, I believe, closest, probably the closest follower of Jesus or Yeshua. I always call him Yeshua. And so just to be clear that this is not Mother Mary we're talking about, it's Mary Magdalene. So tell me your question again.
Really? Why? Oh, that's okay. Why dialogues? Dialogues imply that these are two people who you're having a conversation with either online or in your living room or by Zoom. But Mary Magdalene and Yeshua are deeply revered, more than revered, worshipped from our biblical times.
Yes.
So how can you have a dialogue?
So I am a channel, which means I communicate with higher beings, ascended beings, and the two that I work with primarily are Yeshua and Mary Magdalene. I call him Yeshua because originally it was Mary Magdalene who came to me, and she always referred to him as Yeshua, which is his Aramaic name. And so the dialogues, in some sense, is because they communicate with me. But in particular, in this book came about in response to a former priest who came to me for a channeled session with Yeshua and Mary Magdalene, wanting to answer his unresolved questions about the Bible, about the church, and about New Age spirituality. And so really it was dialogues between this former priest and Yeshua and Mary Magdalene, who responded to him not only in one session, but it ended up being 15 sessions that they had with him.
Over the course of 3 years. But let's just stop right there for a moment. For listeners, and regular listeners, channeling requires a leap of imagination for a lot of people.
Yes.
Is there another way to describe it?
Well, I think many of us are channeling without necessarily calling it that. You know, we get a download from somewhere and we're not sure where, and maybe it's for a painting, or maybe it's, you know, a scientist who gets suddenly an answer to a problem they've been working on. And where did that come from? And for me, it's a communication I get from higher beings. I think it's something, an ability that we all have as potential, and some of us have opened up to, but I think as we evolve more and more in our abilities as humans, it's something that will be natural for all of us to be open at this level.
And, you know, I'm one of those people that it does take a leap of my imagination and faith, perhaps, to understand it and not put it into some kind of box. But when you explain it like that, for me, and I'm just going to be very personal here, it kind of is like a mix of instinct and imagination and intuition and just that, a sense of the connection in the universe that we all have.
Yes. And what I always say to people is the proof is in the pudding. Rather than looking at, oh, I don't believe in this, this isn't real, look at what the information is that's being brought through and see if the information resonates for you as real. And the way to do that, I think the best way, is compare it to your actual experience. Does it align with your actual experience in life? Does it help you? Is it uplifting? All of these are very important ways of discerning. Is this something I want to open to or not? And if it does, who cares where it came from?
Thank you. That's kind of a down-to-earth answer. And in this particular case, another leap is that there is a man called Tom who contacted you. He was a former Catholic priest. He left the priesthood and married a wonderful woman called Anne.
Yes.
And he came to you for clarification about everything religious and biblical.
Yes.
And spiritual.
Yes.
And when you say the proof of the pudding, this is a 300 and something page book, nearly 300 pages,
mm-hmm.
full of, it's a thick pudding. It's deep and full of wisdom. So let's start there. What did Tom want? What were Tom's first questions?
Well, initially, his questions were very much related to, you know, it says this in the Bible. Did that actually happen? The church, you know, teaches this. Is that accurate? And he wanted to know from Yeshua, you know, how much of this, from your perspective, is what we should be believing and what we should be following. And right in the first session, well, first of all, Tom came with quite a list of questions, very lengthy. And right from the beginning, Yeshua's initial response was, thank you for asking these questions. These are fantastic questions. And many people have these exact same questions. And Yeshua put a request to Tom, which was very surprising both to Tom and to me, which was, would you be willing for this to be recorded and published as a book so that people can have access to this information, because so many people need this exact same help?
So perhaps, as you say, Tom came along and he had this whole long list of questions and he asked all of them at the same time.
Yes.
And, you know, going back for a moment to what you said about what is called channeling, and which is what you do, it's like we all pray. Most of us pray. I don't know. I can't speak for all the listeners. But when we pray, we want an answer.
Exactly.
So this is kind of at the same quality.
Absolutely. And these are universal questions. Where did we come from? You know, is the explanation given in the Bible, you know, accurate from your perspective, speaking to Yeshua and to Mary Magdalene later? And so it was very much very human questions. And the feedback I've heard since publishing the book from people is that these are my questions. I have all of these questions. One person said these are questions that all of us would love to ask if we knew we could trust the answers.
Oh, my goodness. And what is stopping us trusting the answers, whether it's through a channeling or a mediumship or through prayer?
Or through church.
Or through church,
yes. You know, that's one form that has provided answers for people over the years. But that, too, is a choice. Do we want to accept those answers? Do they align with our truth or not? And for many people, that, too, is in change, in flux.
And I think it's important that nothing that we say in this particular interview must put down the church, because religion, our own personal faith, whether it's through a church or whether it's through some other kind of spiritual connection, is what is right for each of us.
Absolutely. And an interesting side story here that I did not know about until after we had completed this whole process was that Tom was in the process of deciding for himself if he was going to continue his affiliation with the church. He was no longer a priest, but he was still participating in the church itself. And the answers he received from Yeshua and Mary supported him in making the choice that he felt was right for him, which was to continue to participate, and that he could do it in a way that he could choose which parts of the church were right for him, and the parts that weren't, he didn't need to submit to, but he still could participate and still make use of the parts that he valued.
And I know this is putting you on the spot, but you can tell I've got a copy of your book covered in little notes here. But do you remember, or can you read that answer? Was it a series of answers? The answer that gave Tom the clarity to continue with the church, but they're no longer as a priest.
Well, to be honest, when I channel, I forget everything that came through right afterwards. It always reminds me of an sands through the hourglass. As soon as the session is over, I've completely let go of everything content-wise. But I do have a sense of what part it was. And it was a part where Yeshua was saying some things that definitely could be interpreted as critical of the church, that he wasn't in agreement with some of the teachings of the church. And he said, but you must understand that every person has a different journey. And the people who are still involved with the church, for them, it is supporting their journey. And it is never anyone's place to be critical of anyone else. You can't understand anyone's journey but your own. And so he was very much coming from a place of respecting everyone's path, and that we don't know what is supportive for anyone else except ourselves.
And thank you for saying that. That is true for me as being raised Jewish and then at a certain point abandoning my Judaism and then returning to it as an adult and loving certain aspects.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's true for many people. Again, like you said, when what we feel is what we receive that feels honest and kind. So back to Tom and back to Yeshua. I have one of the tags on my book here is a chapter that you call The Great Pain of Masculinity. And I'd love you to address that, because we as women experience and still do so much pain in many different ways, in the inequality, and especially in certain countries. And we're talking about the Middle East here. So, oh my goodness, let's look at, we're looking at how hard it is being for women currently in many other countries and even here. But then you speak of the great pain of the masculine. So what do you mean by that?
Yes, and this is one of my favorite parts. And one aspect of the book that was so important to me was that most of the content, most of the sessions, was a dialogue between Yeshua and Tom. And it was very much of a man-to-man dialogue. And I feel like this is so important because, especially our contemporary spirituality, for so many, it speaks to women. And there are so many more women who tend to be involved today in spirituality than men. And I feel like this book and the material in the book and what Yeshua was bringing forth is bringing through the other side. Where is men's spirituality and what is their part? And some of it to me was so touching and important, I think, not only for men to hear, but also for women to understand the flip side, what men and those embodying the masculine are experiencing and what their struggles and challenges and needs are. So in this part, he was talking about men, but also anyone coming from their masculine, that part of their natural movement in life is to want to protect their loved ones, to make everything safe for their loved ones. It's part of why so many men or those coming from the masculine side, tend to be in fix-it mode, always trying to find a solution to things and putting on the fix-it hat, because they're trying to take care and make everything work out for those they care about and love. And Yeshua was saying the great pain of the masculine is that ultimately no one can do that. That's not the nature of this world, that any of us can protect others ultimately from pain and suffering. And that when the masculine realizes that, that for all their efforts and for all the ways that they want so much to protect others, that it's ultimately not possible, that that is a great sorrow and suffering that the masculine experiences. And that part of the journey and the spiritual growth for the masculine is to allow that pain and to go into what Yeshua describes as mourning, as opposed to staving it off and always trying to be the hero, the savior, the warrior, whatever.
Thank you for that. You also, in this book is a dialogue with Yeshua and Mary Magdalene, mm-hmm. with this former Catholic priest called Tom. And another aspect you refer to, or Mary Magdalene especially refers to, is the spirit of Mary Magdalene, however you received and attuned, I love that word, attuned, to the spirit of Mary Magdalene, was what is called the Magdalene Heart Path. Mm-hmm. Again, the Magdalene Heart Path. What is that? Is it for women only? Is it also for men?
I love this question because it was a big question for me also in the journey of receiving this very particular teaching from first Mary Magdalene and then eventually Yeshua and Mary Magdalene, which had to do with moving into our heart. And so it started with Mary Magdalene's teaching, talking about what we need to do to live in our heart, that most of us have experiences, you know, of coming from our heart, especially at wonderful moments in our life when things are going well, when we're in love, all those kinds of things, when we have a wonderful spiritual experience. But for most of us, it's not an ongoing, permanent state of being, that we fall out of it. We come in and go out. And she's teaching why that is and what we need to do to be able to live in our heart ongoing. And so she has given this very full teaching, which really the first two books that I received from Mary Magdalene and wrote were addressing that. And I put out those books in, you know, about 10 years ago. After the second book came out, Mary Magdalene communicated to me that she was really complete. She had put out the heart path process in those two books. And I started to notice that it was mostly women who were responding to this. And I said, is this only for women or is this a path for men too? And I had anticipated her answer, thinking she was going to say, oh, no, no, everyone needs this. This is for men and women alike. And that's not what she said. She said, yes, this is primarily a path for women. And I said, well, what's the path for men? And she said, well, we want you to research that and we'll comment on it. So that was interesting. And I started researching. And eventually, out of that, what started to emerge was a different path for men, which had to do with men strengthening the masculine path, which is different from the feminine path. But a part of that has to do with opening to their one aspect of the masculine path, which is the lover. And through that, learning to love the feminine and opening to their feminine through that pathway, which is different from the way that, according to Mary Magdalene, women will open to the feminine. And so this book is really very much bringing forth that different pathway, which is about becoming the lover. And first and foremost, and for Tom, first and foremost, it was about becoming the lover of his own inner feminine. But at the same time, that as a being incarnates that and manifests that, they become capable of being the lover in relationship with women.
And it just seems in the world we're not seeing that. We're seeing perhaps within certain men, but that's not what we're seeing in this world. So how do we as a humanity reach that?
Yes, men and women in general are on a different trajectory relative to this. The women's movement that started back in the 70s really brought an awakening consciousness to women that I believe men are starting to go through now, and they are about 50 years behind women. And you see it, there is this burgeoning movement among men, and especially young men, about what is it to be a man? And it's not the old formulas, the old equations, and certainly not the old, you know, what's been labeled toxic masculinity. But if it's not that, they're asking, what is it? And it has a lot to do with what it is to be a lover in the masculine way, where it's not the feminine way. They're not becoming effeminate. They're not losing their strength, but they are becoming the strong masculine lover.
Thank you. Let's hold that. Mercedes, we've got just over a minute. I told you it would go fast. We better go back to the book itself. Listeners may have joined halfway through. My interview today is with Mercedes Kirkel and her new book, Dialogues with Yeshua and Mary Magdalene, A Journey to Love. Mercedes, what is your website?
It's MercedesKirkel.com, which is MercedesKirkel.com.
MercedesKirkel.com. And of course, if you can't write it down, it will be on the podcast write-up. So, Mercedes, thank you so much for being here today. It's really been a pleasure to meet you and have you here and understand about something that I know really very little about.
Well, thank you so much. This has been a delight for me.
It's been a pleasure. Again, the book, Dialogues with Yeshua and Mary Magdalene, A Journey to Love by Mercedes Kirkel. And we have 28 seconds. One last word.
Well, Yeshua and Mary so want to help everyone with their human growth and their spiritual growth. And my great desire is that this book is an avenue of that for everyone.
Again, thank you, Mercedes Kirkel. And you've been listening to The Last Word. Until next week, I'm Carly Neufeld. Take care. ¶¶